Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. We're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I'm Mike Salmond. He is Stephen Julian. And we've got three wonderful guests in the studio today. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I am doing great, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Good. You doing a little work over there on your tablet?
I am getting ready for this fantastic show and ready to take notes and learn lots of things.
We've got three wonderful guests in the studio, and we'll get right down to it. Let you know who we have first. Amanda Shook from Advanced Furniture Services and Chelsea Larko and Charity Estes from Cornerstone Co-working are our guests, and we'll find out all about their businesses right after we take care of our own business.
Let's do a little housekeeping, Mike, and remind everybody, you said it at the very beginning, that we are at the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and we know that love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett is where people sell cars. People can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. They can come in and see the difference. Maybe they're already a Subaruist. Then they can follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Well done. It's almost as if you've done that before.
About 150 times.
There you go. All right, let's get right to it. Our first guest here on the show from Advanced Furniture Services, Amanda Shook, is the Director of Sales and Marketing. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
We're doing great. First question, it's going to be a real toughie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tell me about Advanced Furniture Services and what you guys do.
We are in the office furniture industry. We specialize in new, used, and remanufactured office furniture, as well as providing installation, relocation, and deliveries for our customers. We're small business, woman-owned, family-operated, which makes a big difference in our industry. We deal with our customers one-on-one instead of ordering off of a catalog or on the internet.
So how long have you been around? Tell us how it got started. You were saying before the show, it's your mom and...
Yes, my mother and my stepfather own the company. They opened it in 1995. They were already in the industry prior to opening their own company. So they've been in the business quite a while.
And you were located here in Gwinnett. Tell everybody, is there a showroom everybody can go look at?
We do have a showroom. We are located off of Shackelford Road, which is in between Steve Reynolds and Beaver Ruin. We're actually right next to the Social Security building, mm-hmm. So we're very convenient.
And there's a showroom for everybody to look at, but how far does the reach go? If I'm in South Atlanta, if I'm over on the other side of the perimeter, you guys can still help me with picking out furniture and delivering it?
We do. We actually cover nationwide. We do. We have great relationships with subcontractors that we use for our local businesses here that have multiple locations. So we handle everybody, and especially our companies in Georgia.
Now, when you talk about furniture, that kind of is a broad term. Are we talking, what specifically are we talking about? Advanced Furniture Services. We're talking more for offices. We're talking bedroom sets, living room sets. Where are we talking?
Mike wasn't listening at the beginning.
Well, I know,
okay. Expand.
For our listeners who weren't listening.
You mentioned it. Expand, I guess, a little bit more specifically. Because I know one of the things that we've talked about and I saw on your website is you do a lot of cubicles.
We do, yes. We do a lot of systems furniture. We also do case goods, which is going to be your wood furniture, your laminate furniture. We do filing. We do seating. We also offer financing and leasing options for our customers that are interested in that. So we basically anything that you would need in an office, we cover that. We're a one-stop shop for our customers.
So if you're running a business and you want to fill that business with what you need functionally, you're a one-stop shop for
it. We are. Mm-hmm. We also offer pre-owned furniture for our starting companies that are on lower budgets. So we stock mostly cubicles in our showroom, but we also have filing cabinets and used chairs as well.
So let me ask this question. Is it a lot of times, I think the typical small business owner hears someone that does what you do and think that's only for the really big boys that have 150 employees and tons of cubicles and they got a big enough. How small can you get? Can it be a real small office?
Yep, down to just one office.
Okay. So then you can be, so then maybe more, no matter whether you're small or big, it's kind of about taste and it's about, you know, how well you look and things like that. So, definitely. So talk about what the typical business owner is looking for.
Well, right now, a lot of people are doing the new benching lines instead of cubicles. It kind of goes in between. The benching line is basically your systems furniture without the panels. So that's the latest and greatest updated furniture look that people are going for. So besides that, cubicles or just regular offices.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need. We got it.
What about services now? Delivery, setup?
Yes.
You know, putting it all together.
Yep. I actually do space planning and designing as well. I love to be able to go into an empty space and you tell me how many people you need to fit, even if it's two or three. Just let me know. And then we can go in and I'll bring catalogs or I'll show pictures of things that, you know, might interest you. And then we can go in and literally place the furniture on Giza, which is a furniture layout placement. Yeah,
she just called you a geezer. You're an old man.
I think she was looking at you.
No,
Mike.
I wasn't actually. Sorry. But so yeah, we do that and then go in and literally just place it and you tell me what you think. And then we bring it, we buy it, and we deliver it for you.
We're speaking with Amanda Shook. She is with Advanced Furniture Services. Amanda, I think in today's business culture, a lot of small business owners are getting bombarded with the digital front. You got to look at your website. You got to look at social media. You got to look at it, blah. You got to really do that well. Talk to the small business owner about the appearance of their office. As someone who does space planning mm-hmm. and really we can hear your passion mm-hmm. about helping people make their space look good. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. And specifically, if you can think of a story of a client you were able to help and really through their furniture, through the look of their office, mm-hmm. it was able to improve their business.
The main thing that customers look at whenever you have a space is how it looks when they first walk in. So when we had our old warehouse, it actually was very dated. So when I was given control, my mom let me design our new space. So it's more modern, very more inviting. And I've realized that that makes a huge difference when people walk into companies. So that's the main thing that I like to focus on is having an inviting environment for my customers to have with their clients.
So first impressions.
First impression, yes. Just clean. Yes. And you don't even have to have it filled with furniture. As long as it's clean and just inviting, that makes just a huge difference.
And so. Have you been able to, are there times where you've shown up at a client's and go, oh, I can't wait to get into this because I'm really going to be able to help?
Yes, we have. We've actually had a customer that had the oldest cubicles we've seen in a long time. And they actually had dead rats. And their raceways, which is the bottom of the panels. And they were actually a food company. So it was like, yeah, we needed to get that out.
Steven, you're turning green
ASAP.
Now.
Wow.
Yes. So man. We definitely have some horror stories, but most of our stories are, you know, where clients are able to change their space and make it fabulous.
And I like how the story of your clients fits in with your own story. You said once your mom kind of let you update
yes. The
warehouse space, you then practiced a little bit of what you preach rather than mm-hmm. just walk in and see a stack of desks.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I love, that's the main thing that I love about what I do is being able to design the space and definitely help the customers make it look nice. And
Have you ever designed a radio studio?
I have not.
All right, well.
But I'm interested.
Yes. We're going to take a little trip to the new digs.
Why, Mike? Are we, do we need to design a new radio studio?
We need this
cross promotion.
Unless you want to go to our new location at the Sonesta and broadcast from the floor.
Standing up.
Standing up. We're going to need some help over
well,
there.
Well, they say standing at your desk is good for your health. So I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I'm not standing.
That's one less chair we're going to need, Amanda.
No problem.
Apparently. Your customer base, is there a sweet spot? Do you find that most of your customers are this type of a business or are they all over the place?
No, they're pretty much all over the place. I deal with small and large businesses. I also deal with a lot of government entities. So we have our own GSA contract that I helped get last year. So our services and our products, we're able to offer that on GSA contract. I personally like the small businesses. I like the one-on-one relationships that I have with, you know, customers, even the facility managers. So that's my specialty.
What about the business? Is there also opportunity, a business who says, we need you to come in and constant, because we've got a lot of turnover, or we constantly are changing the cubicle scenario. It's mm-hmm. not just the, hey, I'm moving in and I need a lot of furniture. Yes. There's also an ongoing relationship.
Yes, we do a lot of upkeeps for our current customers. We have some that the overheads will kind of get off balance of their cubicles. We'll go in, we'll level them out, fix them. Cylinders, a lot of times we'll break on chairs. We go out, buy the cylinders, replace those, arm pads as well on chairs. So yes, a lot of the, it's just maintenance. So, and a lot of, you know, wear and tear gets put on furniture. We are there to fix it.
One of the questions we like to ask a lot of people is, you know, we will give them the great revelation that you're not the only furniture company out there. Now, I know just from this interview, the fact that your warehouse, you designed it and kind of wanted to give the impression of this is what your office can look like. I know that's one thing that probably sets you apart. I mean, not many typical office furniture place, it's all stacked to the ceiling it and is. I'll pick that one.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that you think set you guys apart from the competitors out there?
Well, I would like to think that we're a family-owned company, and I think that makes a huge difference instead of just going to your regular, huge, large businesses that offer office furniture. And again, it's a lot of it with me is just that one-on-one relationship that I am able to have with my customers. So that's definitely a set aside that I think other companies don't have.
Before we let you go, I do want to ask maybe the most popular item. It seems like you just, every time you get it in stock, it goes right out the door. Is there something that's been like that?
Yes. The most popular right now is definitely the gray laminate. Definitely replace the oak and the red tone furniture lines. And it is very versatile and it goes actually with all office furniture styles. So definitely the gray laminate.
All right.
Yeah.
And the cubicle that doesn't have enough space for rats to get in.
That's, exactly. That's yes.
Well, if you get the pre-owned stuff, can we get the pre-owned stuff that has the rats
it
already
actually does,
in?
No, the, no, that stuff
thankfully, they get
in
rid of
the
them.
Dump. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was not resold,
I
think.
No, it was not.
All right. For those that would love to, I assume anybody can come by the public if they want to come and look at the warehouse. Give us your location, website, any contact information for folks that would like to find out more about Advanced Furniture Services.
Okay. Well, you can reach me at amanda@advancedfurniture.net. My phone number is 770-613-9841. Our website address is www.advancedfurniture.net. And again, we are right in between Beaver Ruin and Steve Reynolds off of Shackelford. And I look forward to seeing y'all. Thank you.
Not far from our location. Advanced Furniture Services. Not just Advanced Furniture.
Yes, Advanced Furniture Services. Yes, because we started out as a strictly service company when we first opened.
And then that's you added furniture.
We did. We grew. And now we also offer the furniture lines.
So. Well, great.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming by and seeing us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Amanda Shook from Advanced Furniture Services here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Glad to hear Amanda's interview. Glad to hear about the growth of Advanced Furniture Services. Another company that's been growing that we know very well, Mike, is Faratech. And Faratech is the sponsor of our show here at Gwinnett Business Radio. Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offer outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. So, after you've talked to Amanda down at Advanced Furniture Services and gotten all your office furniture set up, then you need to talk to Faratech about your toner, your ink, your copiers, get that stuff set up. You'll be rocking and rolling by the time you get done. So you can get more information by visiting faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com or give them a call at 770-582-1188.
And if you don't know where to put those copy machines in your office, call Amanda.
Well, I said call Amanda first, get the furniture there. Then you can, you don't want your printer on the floor. You want it set up off the floor. That'd be good.
All right. Our next guest here on the program from Cornerstone Co-working, Chelsea Larko and Charity Estes. One is the marketing coordinator. One's the brand director. Let me guess. Let's see. Chelsea, you're the marketing coordinator?
I am, yes.
And so Charity, I guess you're the brand director.
Yes, nailed it.
All right. Well, first of all, one of you explain what Cornerstone Co-working is all about and then explain your titles like a brand director. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So Cornerstone Co-working is a co-working space and an event facility. So anyone who works remotely or from home or maybe in a larger company and they want to kind of get out into a different space, we provide that space. We provide a very professional environment and a modern kind of unique feel that you wouldn't find in Lawrenceville or anywhere around here, something you might find in like New York. So we definitely provide that for our members, and we have member basis and ways that you can just come in hourly or just whatever you would like to use the space for. We offer that. We're a one-stop shop for what you would need for your business.
So if you're a home-based business, for example, you can't meet people at your house. You have meeting space there that could be part-time, full-time, whatever you want.
Exactly. You don't want the dog in the background in your conference call. So
okay. Chelsea, marketing coordinator, I kind of figure that out. Brand director, what's the difference between the jobs?
Yeah, so the two of us basically run the space. The brand director basically covers all of the different areas. So we really try to focus on our members and just providing value for them. And I think that's my best role as brand director. We really try to cover all the bases and make sure that everything is up to par and, you know, keeping the great environment for our members. So we just try to cover every area. And I think that's basically the brand role, brand director.
All right. And we got connected through Tiffany Krumans, who I believe is one of your clients there. And she's going to be launching a show here on Business Radio X within the next month or so. But what's really interesting about your location and your space is it's just different. It's not just four walls and a door. Talk about the uniqueness of your brand.
Yeah. So you can definitely see pictures on cancollab.com. But we just have a very modern feel. It's an open space. Like she was saying, I mean, for the space, it's not what you would expect with the wood and everything. It's a different environment, and you would be able to walk in and use a conference room, first come, first serve, or you can book them online. We can take care of that for you. We have basically room sizes from 5 to 15 people for our conference rooms, and we also do training. So we have a larger room for either events or training purposes for about 60 to 80 people. So we can just basically cover any need that you may have. If you want something very small or if you want something very large, we can take care of that for you.
Younger, hipper, cooler. Yep. So not us old people, huh?
Yeah, I'm lost. I can't help in this interview.
We actually would look cool, though, there. We could actually pull it off.
Boy, I don't know. I'd have to get that in writing by them and have some kind of guarantee attached to it. Chelsea, you're the marketing coordinator at Cornerstone Coworking. And speak a little bit, I'm assuming part of your role is reaching out to the business community to tell them about the services that are available. So a typical business owner might think, well, I don't know if I need just the rented desk just, you know, a few times a month. Are there people that stay there full time? What does that look like? And then the people who do just want to come in occasionally, you know, kind of what's the breadth and the scope? How big of a company could you have? Do you have office space for people with a few workers? I mean, just kind of talk about the breadth of the people you're trying to market to.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the greatest things about Cornerstone is we can kind of accommodate anything. We host businesses that are a one-stop small business. Whether you have one employee, it's just them. And then we have companies as large as Papa John's that come and use the space for corporate training. A lot of the Chick-fil-A operators will come in and use the space for new hire training or just kind of any kind of social gathering. They can use the space for that as well. One of the great things about working at Cornerstone is every day is different. One day we have a full space, max capacity, every table is taken. And then the next day it's quiet. So it's really kind of every day is different in the best way.
And Chelsea, let me kind of follow up with that and let you talk a little bit more about the uniqueness of Cornerstone, because I think when people think of a typical rent a business space, forgive my phrase if that's not the best phrase, but when they think of that, they think of, and Mike said it, four walls and a door. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an office here, an office here, an office there. It's a little bit different. Talk a little bit about the openness and the commingling of Cornerstone.
Absolutely. So that's something, like you said, commingling, or we like to refer to as collaboration, is something we definitely encourage between our members. I mean, as soon as you walk in the doors, you're greeted with the modern and unique space, like Charity said. It's a very, right when you walk in the door, you'll see a very open space. There's a lot of open seating, high top tables that are available to any of our members. And that's just on a first come, first serve basis. And so people bring their computers, work in that space. That is their office. We also have a self-service cafe that everyone can help themselves to. They can fill that coffee need and get as much coffee as they need.
Is that included?
It is free of charge. Yes, sir. Okay. And then there's a cafe with just snacks all day long. I mean, you got to Don't want to step out for lunch? You can.
Is that included?
It is. It is free.
I'm liking this more. Forget cool, Mike. They got coffee and snacks.
Absolutely. Boy,
you don't have to buy the snacks?
No, you do
it's
not.
Included
it
in
is
your
included
membership.
In your membership. Anyone using the space can help
you. You do realize if I was a member, I would be trying to make my money back on coffee and snacks.
Absolutely. It is there. We have the fun job of also stocking those snacks and picking them out. So you are in good hands, I promise.
All right, I'm going to ask you maybe the toughest hitting question of the day. I've heard you guys say a couple times, first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
How many people can be at the co-working space comfortably at any one time? And does there ever come a point where there's so many people there, you kind of have to turn the workers away and go, we're just packed right now?
Sure. So like I said, every day is different.
Yeah.
We get asked the question kind of what's your max capacity a lot. And the great thing is we don't know. And that's a good thing because we have, since every day is different, one day you can come in and there's plenty of seats. But then our favorite days is when it's packed out and every table is full. And those days are becoming more and more frequent because we are filling up, which is great. But we have plenty of tables. There are a lot of different styles. There's couches, we have comfortable chairs, high top tables, we have the conference rooms that fill up pretty frequently, but members can book ahead of time. So if you know 2 weeks out that you need a conference room, you can easily book online and get your room set up to meet with your client. You got all your whole setup in there, technology, everything's in your room for you.
Plus it's a nice open space.
Yep.
I mean, you guys, mm-hmm. you're right. And we didn't ask where they were exactly. You guys are right off the square in Lawrenceville.
Yes,
I'll
sir.
Let you guys give the exact
great
address,
location.
It's a great mm-hmm. location. Windows run all along the sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice open space. You can, you know, it's hard to get boxed into a four walls. With
as
a door,
you look at our current studio
as our current
here.
Studio. Yeah. Come. I can't wait to get to Sonesta. Where
let's say the
apparently
new studio,
I don't have a chair, but
but you have windows at least.
Right.
So people can watch you standing up. you might have mentioned this, I assume, wireless internets, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now what happens if there's like someone there and they're a little obnoxious or loud because you are in that open space? I assume there's been times where you've had to maybe go to some clients.
Why are you looking at me? Bring it down a little bit.
Purposely not looking at you, but I was thinking of Stephen, but
yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. Has that ever happened?
Well, all of our conference rooms, we have ceilings in the rooms. There are two that do not that we are currently putting ceilings in, and that helps a lot with sound escaping the rooms. But even in the common space, we have a sound masking system that helps with kind of echo, or if the space is packed out, you don't seem like you're in a room with 200 people. It's kind of a...
So you've never had to do that. I mean, it's hard to get loud enough to...
Yeah, and people are on the phone all day long. People have to be, that's their job. They need to be on the phone and on conference calls, and that's easily done in the common space.
And you don't have a lot of complaints of...
Nope.
And this has become the latest craze. There's a different company does basically this kind of the same thing over in the Alpharetta area that we actually were talking to that was considering having our studio... there.
But they found out I worked for you and I'm so loud.
Too loud.
I know where this is going, Mike.
They're so popular. They just didn't have the space.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically had everything rented out. So, but this does seem to be the newest thing. Are you finding that maybe your clientele's a little younger, more millennials and so forth?
Most of our clients, I mean, they kind of range. We do have a lot of young professionals as well as people who've owned their company for several years. There's not, we don't really attract just strictly millennials. I think the idea is becoming more and more popular to any business owner.
Charity, I'm going to go back to a question Mike asked about kind of wireless. I think there's plenty of young any professionals who have done the Starbucks conference room, you know, run for weeks at a time. And one of the big concerns there is kind of open network. How, if I get on the wireless, is there security there or do I need to provide my own security on the Wi-Fi?
No, absolutely. There's security. We, definitely try to keep it fast as well. So,
right.
I mean, it's quick and it's safe. And I mean, there's so many things.
So if I'm a member and I'm using the Wi-Fi there, it's secure for me.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, we understand that with many different businesses, you're going to do some pretty confidential things there. So we don't want anyone to be at risk there.
All right. So coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, open space, nice space, nobody yelling unless I become a member. Okay, so all of this, I'm going to ask the hard-hitting question. This is the other hard-hitting question. What's the range of membership? You know, what's it take to get in the door? I'm sure by now our listeners have got a figure in their mind. So I'm going to challenge you. What's the ballpark? What's the starting point? You know, whatever you want to give.
Yeah. So they start as low as $119 a month. So that's our common space where you can just come in and use our tables anywhere and everywhere.
$119,000 a month.
Yeah, we're making big bucks.
I think Stephen could eat $119 worth of snacks
in a week.
Yeah,
we'll accept that challenge.
If Stephen walks in, do not allow him to become a member. You will lose money.
Wait a minute! I think people are making fun of me here. $119. That's the basic membership.
Yes, that's cost. The lowest. And then we have amazing access. So for our next level is $179 a month, and it gives you access to our common space and our conference rooms. So you can use those for up to 32 hours a month. That's a long time if you're not in there all day, every day. That's and then lot. Our largest and our most popular is our platinum level. That's $229 a month, but it gives you 24/7 access. So it's your office in and out.
You can receive your mail there?
Yes, absolutely. That's an additional to your membership. You can do a mailbox. We can accept your packages for you, sign for you, and let you know when it's there, or we can just put it in your mailbox there if it fits. So we are basically a one-stop shop. We try to provide everything we can for you.
And you mentioned like the most popular membership, the Platinum, you said. Mm-hmm. Is that my own space, or am I going to be sharing that with anyone else?
You'll be sharing it. So it is still to provide the collaboration. Our resident spaces are currently used, but we do have where... If you're in your conference rooms all day, nobody's going to bother you.
But I could come in if I wanted to work there every day, Monday through Friday, could I do that?
Absolutely.
$229 a month.
Wow.
You could work Monday through Sunday if you wanted, because you have 24/7 access with that.
Need to talk about balance of life.
Yeah. Work, Some people need that 6 o'clock cutoff time. They do.
I just stop off on my way to my meetings and grab a snack.
If somebody wants to check it out, they're considering, can they come in and try it for free or something?
Absolutely.
One time?
If you let us know that you heard us on this radio, we would be happy to give you a free day pass, let you see the space, give you a tour. And if you'd like to see it before, and then we can kind of show you a little bit more details, you can see it at cancollab.com.
All right. We mentioned On the Square in Lawrenceville. Talk more about specifically your location and what makes it such a great location.
Yeah. So what's so great about it is that it's in a pretty central location. So we have members all over Gwinnett that come in. And it's walking distance from like 10 to 15 great restaurants in the square. They're not franchises. So
yeah, that's
so,
the part. That's the part we both like.
I know them all. Yeah. I started out over by Lawrence.
Very good restaurants.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if you don't want to stop and walk away, we'd be happy to, if you have a large meeting and you'd like us to order it for you, we'd be happy to take care of that for you, bring it in and set it up in your room so that you can just keep on working.
Why have we been here for the past 4 years?
I don't know. Mike, that was your decision, not mine. No, one other question. I think when sometimes people hear the square in Lawrenceville, parking is an issue. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have dedicated parking? What's the parking situation?
So we have a public parking lot right behind right across the street from us. So it's just a walking distance away.
Yep.
Lawrenceville, downtown Lawrenceville, also known for the ghost tours. Cornerstone co-working is not part of the ghost tours, I hope.
No, we are not haunted.
Don't have to worry about that.
And there are no rats in their cubicles.
No rats in our cubicles.
Okay, great. Well, Chelsea and Charity, Cornerstone co-working, give us the website for those that would like to maybe look at some photos and check out more information and any other information you want to share, contact info, whatever.
Yeah, so you can see any further information at cancollab.com. That's cancollab.com.
What's that again? I wasn't expecting. I thought it'd be like Cornerstone Co-working.
No, Can Collab.
Can Collab.
Can Collaborate. Collab. You can collaborate, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
CANCOLLOB, right?
Yes, sir.
.com.
.com.
Sir is my dad. Okay.
I know. Sir is every man.
Well, that's true. Well done. Good job.
And then you can give us a call at 770-609-2323. If you got a question or want to find out more, just email us at info@cancollab.com.
And we've said square in Lawrenceville a few times. Give the exact street address of where the location is.
Yeah, we're at 279 West Krogan Street. So right on the corner of Krogan and Culver. Mm-hmm.
Do you all know that Steven's company that he works for is also called Cornerstone?
Yeah, when he mentioned that kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
There's a few of them out there. Mm-hmm. I'll say it publicly. Our office space isn't as nice as your office space. That's for sure.
We don't have the old cubicles.
We do have nice office space, but yeah, I've been to your place.
Do you have the snacks at your office space?
I have my own stash and I'm a sharing person. So.
Chelsea, Charity, thank you for stopping by. Great to meet you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
All right. I want to thank both Chelsea and Charity with Cornerstone Co-working for joining us here on the program, and Amanda as well from Advanced Furniture
services. Do we have any more business we got to take care of, or are we taking care of all that?
Good to go, Mike.
We're all good to go. All right. I want to thank everybody and thank our listeners. And, of course, thank Trey and Z for producing the show. A reminder, you can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter. You can go to our website, GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com, and listen to this show anytime you want, 24/7. And I'm being told that I should officially announce on the air that we are moving locations. We'll be moving into our new, brand new studio at the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel on Pleasant Hill Road, just a couple miles from where we are right now. It's right off Pleasant Hill Road, right off I-85. It's the tallest building in Gwinnett County, a brand new studio right off the lobby. It's going to be spacious. It's going to be bigger, nicer windows. People can actually, guests and visitors can actually watch the shows through the windows. We'll have a speaker out there. It's going to be really nice, and hopefully some real nice furniture too. We'll find out soon.
A great home for the voice of business in Gwinnett.
Absolutely. All right. Any final parting words, Stephen?
Yeah, Mike, I definitely think I'm going to head over to Cornerstone Coworking, because you've never given that little tray of snacks where you're supposed to, the honor box of dropping in 25 cents. You've never done that in the 4 years here. So
you can't just go over there and eat the snacks, though. That's not going to be allowed.
No, I'm going to go over there and do some work and have plenty of coffee and snacks.
We'd be happy to have you anytime.
Actually, if you see Stephen coming, lock the doors. Lock the doors. All right, for Steve and I, Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Respect.